This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And I didn't know that in terms of what I'm reading today, a couple of quotes by Dr. Charles Lowry. He's a Christian psychologist who writes about marriage. And one quote, the first one has nothing to do, absolutely nothing to do with the message. The second one does. But he said, opposites attract, but after marriage, opposites attack. Interesting. You want to hear that again? Okay, opposites attract, but after marriage, opposites attack. Most of the time, we are attracted to people who don't have the things that we have. Incompatibility is why we get married in the first place, but it's also used as a reason to divorce. Incompatibility is just a lack of communication. If we try to love someone the way we want to be loved, we're in trouble. Unless you communicate, it's difficult to know how to love another person. Unless you communicate, it's difficult to know how to love another person. Now, what I do want to say from Charles Lowry that is connected to the message is this. Most men want to be close to a woman who leaves them alone. Now, think about that for a minute. Most men want to be real close to a woman who leaves them alone. Would you believe I had one husband after another tell me after the first two services, yes, that's true. He's dead on. Of course, I didn't tell their wives that their husband said that, but that's probably the truth in a lot of marriages, that most men want to be close to a woman who leaves them alone. I look at everything from a sermonic point of view. So when I heard that, I thought, that's what we do with the Lord. It's what you do. It's what I've done, and I do. We want to be close to a God who leaves us alone. We want a God who's there when we need Him. We want a God in an emergency, in a crisis, but we want to do our own thing, and we want to plan out our own life, and we want to direct our own destiny, and we want to plan our agenda and our schedule of things for life, and yet we tell God we want to be left alone. How do I know that? Well, it's part of what we study today. This is a passage that we're going to read today that I need to set up first. This is the second to the last message from a book called Jeremiah. We finish it next week. But Jerusalem has been destroyed. Chapter 39, I won't read it. It's pretty graphic about the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. The walls have been knocked down. People have been assassinated, murdered by the thousands. And Babylon has burned the city, just like God said was going to happen. And there's a remnant that's left over who go to Jeremiah and say, Jeremiah, we're not sure what we should do. We want you to pray to God and ask Him, should we stay in Jerusalem or in the area, or should we go to Egypt where maybe we'll be safer? And Jeremiah, this is interesting, Jeremiah prays for 10 days. God doesn't give him an answer right away. He prays for 10 days. You've never really prayed until you've had to wait. You know, you don't go to the Lord at noon and say, you got till 2:30 to give me an answer. 2:45 at the outside. God doesn't operate that way. And so Jeremiah prayed for 10 days, and then the Lord said, tell the people they need to stay. I'll protect them. But if they go to Egypt, everything they fear will follow them to Egypt. Everything they're afraid of here will follow them, which is intriguing. Have you ever said, you know, if we would just move to another house, if we just move to another city, if we move to another state, everything would be peachy sweet, just be great. You find out your problems follow you where you go, and you still don't get along with your in-laws, and you still don't get along with him or her, and you still don't get along with this person. And so often we think the answer is just to go to another place, and sometimes it is, but sometimes it's not the answer.
Well, we'll continue this second to the last message from the book of Jeremiah tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. It's one word. crosshope.org. God bless you, and tune in tomorrow.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.